The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, what's going on, everyone? Joe DeCamera and John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling on this Tuesday morning. Well, it's a great day. It is a great day because it's the start today of Eagles training camp. The guys reconvene. Now, they hit the practice field tomorrow, but today is the day that they are back. We can say that they are back in the next couple of hours, and we'll celebrate that today, obviously, with huge expectations. Following a monumental season last year, and they get back at it today, so we look forward to that. We certainly will talk about the Phils. They got a wacky win yesterday. Good to see that. Catcher interference. We've got a lot to do. Trade deadline coming up in about a week or so. All of it with you, 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
There's a city named Rome on 6 of 7 continents.
Wow, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one right there.
Can you take a guess which one there's not?
I'm going to go with that Antarctica thing. I just figured, as Paulie Walnuts would say,
You
know, so.
Well, you say that too.
I say that too.
No!
Is that saying something or is that just making a noise?
That's probably making a noise. And I get some of my... I get some of my stuff from Cliff Clavin also from time to time.
We know, buddy.
By the way, I've always wanted to see a Cliff Clavin, Paulie Walnuts conversation. How awkward that would be. But anyway, lot to do today, boys and girls, including a ton on the Eagles and what you're pumped up about the coming season as they, again, the next couple hours, they will all be together, which is great. We'll get to that in just a moment. Let's start, Phils. Let's start at the end. Why not have the beginning be the end? If you missed it, it was a wild way for the Phils to win in extra innings. A 2-2 game. Sosa at the dish. I don't know if any of you caught it in the moment. I did not. Took a little bit of a second. Essentially, Sosa to say to the umpire, "Hey, Mr. Umpire, I just swung-ish, and his catcher mitt was there. Let's listen. We're going to condense it here to after the pitch has gone by, and Sosa, didn't hit it. When the replay is being shown on NBC Sports Philadelphia, and then thereafter, Tom McCarthy on the call, NBC Sports Philly, how the Phils won.
Oh, wow.
Philadelphia is challenging that there was catcher's interference on the play.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my goodness, there was. Here we go.
After review, the call on the field is overturned. There is catcher's interference.
Wow! The Phillies have won on a catcher's interference! Baseball is amazing.
John, how great was that? Talk about something you do not see every day. Wow. That one.
No, I know. I've never seen that myself. This is something, I guess, that hasn't ended a game since 1971, and that was the only
was
time
that, that was
it
that the
ever
fact?
Happened.
I was wondering when I didn't hear it at the end because I had to go right to bed.
71, James.
71, that's amazing.
You know who the catcher was?
I don't.
Take a wild guess.
Johnny Bench.
Bingo. Bob Boone.
Was it?
Yeah.
Johnny Bench.
Yep. Was it really?
No,
Johnny
that's
Bench.
What
wow.
I read online.
Now, Rhea, was that a Phillies game or any MLB game? Because I think it was
any.
That's what I think.
Yeah. Oh, I think it was any, yeah.
I did, too.
Like, that's a... That doesn't happen.
Guys, we see stuff in big... Look, we saw one the other day on the
inside
opposite
the park,
side.
Yeah,
inside the park to end it against the Phillies.
And that happens far more often, clearly, because that was like the 2016 was the last one or whatever.
Yeah.
This is 1971,
I mean,
man.
Catcher's
over
interference.
Over 50 years.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. I mean,
that's astounding.
So Phil's
it is hard to believe. I know it's weird, but I would have guessed it was
it
way more recent.
It doesn't seem that hard.
I agree
to
with you. I actually agree with that.
Holy cow! 1971, and that's the one time it happened. Like this, we're talking. It must be millimeters on so many occasions.
I agree.
Well, look, happened.
So good news last night. Phil's win. They win that way. Mets, by the way, on the bad news. Mets win also. So good for the Phillies to win that, to stay in first place. Phil's a half a game up. Again, about a week from the trade deadline. We'll ask you what you're, you know, interested in the Phillies doing about the trade deadline. And if you were there last night, listen on WIP or watched on TV, I mean, just your reaction to an absolutely bizarro way to win a game. Certainly you can weigh in 215-592-9494. Best Phil last night was Wheeler, as he almost always is when he pitches. Not at his razor crisp best, but really good. Only gives up 2 runs. Bullpen did a nice job.
Max Lazar.
Well, that was big.
Max Lazar.
10th inning navigation.
What is that?
Yeah.
Ghost runner
What's
on second.
What's happening when he throws that, Jimmy?
I like Max Lazar. Max Lazar is all right for me. Like,
right.
You know,
right.
As far as it goes.
Pitch
like
that it's just crazy.
Yeah.
I don't even.
No, he
the
did good.
The movement is nasty stuff. That's really exciting.
He did well. Also, sounds like a couple weeks for David Robertson. He'll have to go to the minor leagues, work his way back up here. So a lot on the Phillies for you to chew on and weigh in on at 215-592-9494. John, the countdown for the Eagles in training camp, at least from a day's standpoint, is over. Now it's just a matter simply of hours when they report to camp. So we can say it starts today because it does. John, I'll ask you and everyone listening at 215-592-9494. With training camp upon us, what pumps you up? What intrigues you? What pumps you up? What are you thinking, John, as these guys get together in the coming season and what it all means?
This is easy. And actually, Nick Sirianni talked about this guy this offseason. Said he wants his kid to grow up to play football the way Nolan Smith plays football.
Yeah.
And
it's a big compliment from a head coach.
It's
massive,
especially for a young player.
As huge a compliment as I can even imagine.
Yeah.
But you know, people have gone back and they've kind of delved into the tape from last year. You know, we all have, and holy hell,
yeah,
Nolan Smith.
At the end of the year, people, second half of the season.
You know what though, Joe? Sao Paulo, he. There was a, I forget the name of the guard, actually.
Packers guard.
I wrote
That's what
it down.
I call
the Packers guard. Yeah, Packers guard. Elton Jenkins. Elton Jenkins put out of the game by Nolan Smith. Elton Jenkins tries to pull and kick Nolan Smith out, and Nolan Smith just clocks him. And then stands there and looks at him. That's the beauty of it all.
Badass.
This man is a total.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Badass. Good. This man, Brian Baldinger, in, you know, talking about him, called him the most violent player in the NFL.
Wow.
The most violent player in the NFL. For my money, I'll take that for my team.
Right.
Are you kidding me? This guy is, it is amazing to watch. And I told you, you know, this is the kind of thing you got to celebrate.
You're getting pumped up. I can see it, John.
You could hear it in his voice. It's like the excitement.
I heard it right there. This game is the right way, as Nick Sirianni is saying. I can't express it any other way. Just watch the way this guy destroys everyone who tries to hit him.
And certainly very important.
This is the type of guy, I know there's no way he can dial it back for practice. I know this is the type of guy, he's out there and everyone's like, dude, please,
right,
take it easy. But no, he is 100. I guarantee it. 1,000% all the time. 100% of the time.
Yep.
And that is the example you need for a great defense. I'm telling you that the most violent player in the league, the hardest hitter in the league, however you want to name him, that sets the standard. That sets the expectation for everyone else. You know, everyone else is seeing that. They're like, hey, I'm going to let loose too.
And important with this team this year, given that they lost two prominent players from last year at that spot, Josh Sweat and Brandon Graham.
Yes. So that'll help. Yes.
And listen, thank God he came along, because let's be real, guys. This time last year, we thought he was a...
Yeah,
I'll say close. This. By this time around week 7 or 8 last year, before he turned the corner, I thought he was like a bust. I mean, I thought, hey, year one, he
I
stunk.
I didn't know he was...
And he barely played year
barely one. Barely played, but that's also an indication normally of like, eh... Because in a position like that, like quarterback, barely play. Well, someone else might be the starter, but rotational spot where there's like 4 or 5 guys that get in there, if you barely play, normally that's a signal like, maybe this guy don't have it. So impressive season
this
by him last year.
Attitude.
Seltzer, talk to me. What pumps you up for the coming season?
So this is a little off the beaten path, but I was talking last night with Emily about Nick Sirianni.
Yep.
And what an impressive job he did and getting guys to love each other and the way he coaches and leader men stuff and all that. We have yet to see a coach. We've seen, what, in our lifetime, 3 examples, 04, 17, 22, okay, in terms of coming off a Super Bowl and what a head coach can do.
Yeah.
And it's been bad each
it's
time.
Been really
Doug
bad.
With his book and Nick, obviously, with the collapse. Andy in 05 with the T.O. Donovan, all that stuff.
Yeah.
I am so intrigued to see Nick Sirianni this year and to see the messaging and to see, because we've talked about, does this get stale? How does this work? And it didn't. I'm so intrigued to see how this guy handles this situation, because we really believe in him. We think he's a great coach. I do, as a leader of men and all that. I'm so fascinated to see how he messages this, how he talks to the media, talks to the team, puts this thing together. I'm so intrigued to see it. It's not something we've talked a lot about.
No, we haven't. I think it's a great answer. Something that, you know, I guess that's more in the intrigue category, a little bit on the pump up category, if you believe in Sirianni, which most do.
It is for me. I'm pumped up about it.
Look, 215-592-9494. Rhea, what are you pumped up about?
So, you know, we know all about the top receivers and how great they are with AJ and Devontae. I'm really curious, because we saw what he did in the Super Bowl, Jahan Dotson.
Yeah. Me too.
When was the last time the Eagles have had a really good third receiver, which is huge? I mean, they need one.
Avant?
Yeah, Avant. If you're saying pretty solid, probably Avant, which was about 18-ish years ago. Probably.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's been a long time. And I think remember, he got here like, what, in the middle of training camp?
No, at the end.
At the
end. He got here right before the season started.
Pretty
it
late.
Was literally the week before the Brazil game, because I remember being like, wow, this is a tough spot
his
to come right in.
His two best games of the year at the end of the year. I think it was
the last two.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was the last game of the regular season and the Super Bowl. But
might have been, but he had a good NFC Championship game as well. Yeah.
Yeah. No, he finished strong, right? He did.
So I'm curious to see how, because that would be huge.
Because,
you know, AJ missed 4 games last year.
Well, at some point, those guys are going to get injured and miss
games.
Some time.
Yeah,
they've been very fortunate since AJ and Devontae have been here.
Devontae, think about what we talked about coming to the league and the body on, and he's just out there.
Yeah, he plays, man. So look, a lot of ways to go. Let me give you an answer for intrigue, and then an answer for pump up, the way I perceive it. And I'm going to sort of attack the same area, so to speak. So one of the main things that intrigues me perhaps the most for this coming season is this question that I do not know the answer to. How good will the defense be? Honestly, I have some legitimate concerns. I don't think they're going to be bad, anything like that. But I know last year, a huge part of the reason why they won the Super Bowl, it's one of the great defenses we ever saw. They were a legitimate number one ranked defense, meaning they didn't just prove it in the regular season. They dismantled an Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes offense in the Super Bowl. That was one of the most impressive playoff performances we'd ever seen. So we know what they were. What we don't know is what they will be. So I'm intrigued to find that out with, it's like a hockey shift. A lot of guys out, a lot of guys in. But let me tell you what pumps me up, which gives me certainly emboldens my belief that they should still be, I think, pretty solid, hopefully more than that. Jalen Carter, guys, year three. You know, bottom line is, in my lifetime, when you think in terms of the truly dominant Eagles defenders, I was too young for the Berge thing, but in my lifetime, obviously, Reggie and Jerome. You know, Eric Allen was sensational. Brian Dawkins was sensational. Seth Joyner was sensational. You know, these guys had their 5 or 6, at times 10-year runs of, like, and Fletcher Cox in more recently. Like, this is our guy. Guys, in all due respect to Zach Bond, and I love him, I'm a huge fan of him, Jalen Carter is the guy. Jalen Carter, I know Zach Bond last year finished higher for Defensive Player of the Year, but if you were going to put your chips in the center of the table for the player most likely to win Defensive Player of the Year for the Eagles this year in the entire NFL, in my opinion, it's Jalen Carter. Year three, I mean...
He is going to wreck shop.
He
other thing motivation-wise, it's a contract season for
it him. Is.
They can pay him after this year.
That's right.
Like, this guy, if he comes out and has one more year like he did last year, he's going to be the highest paid defensive player in football.
I agree. Well, and honest to God,
if he can play that way.
If he did what he did last year, I'll take it. But I think we all know there's more that's possible, because how often is someone at their best year two? It's rare.
And
normally they get a little better.
Was it Jeremiah Trotter Sr. who said on this station, maybe with the Midday, that he hasn't even learned how to fully play the position yet?
The technique elements.
Technique.
So that to me is really exciting. I mean, he could be, when all is said and done, better than Doc, better than Seth. I think he already is better than Fletcher Cox. Like, you know, Reggie White is top of the top. Dick Vermeil said to us last year, like, he's reminding Dick Vermeil of Reggie White.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.